What do American mink, grey squirrels and giant hogweed have in common? Well, they're all invasive species to the UK, non-indigenous animals, plants and other organisms introduced by humans. Today, experts from around the world are gathering in Dundee to look at the economic and environmental damage caused by these interlopers. Dr. James Russell from the University of Auckland will be taking part. He's in Dundee for us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And quantify for us, if you will, the kind of impact that invasive species can have on a habitat.
Well, we know from our experiences in New Zealand and looking at other islands and continents around the world that the costs can rack up to hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's the costs of damage to biodiversity and economic value, and then the costs we have to invest in trying to prevent these species from spreading any further.
And what are the worst examples that you can point to?
So some of the worst examples are those species that are spread everywhere in the world, things like rats, which are present throughout the world, or certain weed species that are just present everywhere. But then we have to remember that although in the UK you have problems such as American mink and Japanese knotweed, in New Zealand, equivalently, our problem species are Chinese ginger and the British stoat even. So every country has its own unique invasive species problem that isn't necessarily shared globally.
Now, given those problems in New Zealand, tell us about the work that's going on there to reverse this.
So over the last 50 years, New Zealand chose to actually just go to some of the islands off the coast and just remove some of these species permanently, whether it be hand-pulling the weeds out so that they're gone, or spreading rat poison across an entire island so that all the rats are eradicated. And by doing this on successively larger and larger islands, we're now looking at being able to tackle some of the largest islands around our coast and perhaps even the entire country. And so that's what the focus of this conference, hosted by the South Georgia Heritage Trust, is this week, looking at how we can get even bigger and better.
Can that experience be scaled up, do you believe?
That is the core question at this conference that we'll be discussing this week. How can we go from tiny islands, and Britain has done some fantastic eradications off the coasts there of hundreds of hectares, can we get up to tens of thousands of hectares, or some of the recent fantastic work that's been done on South Georgia Island, nearly 4,000 kilometres squared.
Can the introduction of invasive species ever be eradicated? I suppose by their nature it might only take a few to cause potentially large amounts of damage.
The important thing is to get them very early when there's only a few of them. Ironically, humans seem quite good at making species extinct until we want them to be extinct, such as rats on islands. But if we get them early, it's definitely more cost-effective and efficient to do. But we're looking now at how we can remove some of these species from some of the largest islands. It's a substantial investment, but it's worth it for the biodiversity conservation. But it's also economically worth it because it means you don't have to go back every year and keep investing in ongoing control. You just solve it once.
Okay, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. Dr. James Russell from the University of Auckland, who's taking part in that conference on invasive species being taking place in Dundee.